Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Good morning, KSL News Time. It's 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon.
Today, thousands of people around the state will take part in the Great Utah Shakeout.
It's a drill intended to help people prepare for the next big quake here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live near the epicenter of the 2020 Magna Quake and begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, 10:15 this morning, Utahns, no matter where you are, you're asked to drop cover and hold on. What you should do when we get another big earthquake. Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management tells me knowing what to do in the heat of the moment can be the difference between life and death.
We know that there's a risk. We know there's a need for people to be prepared for earthquakes, and that's with your emergency preparedness efforts and in knowing how to survive an earthquake through drop cover and hold on.
So today, if you have a desk at work or home, duck under that, hold on to something for a minute or in real life until the shaking stops. If you don't have something to hide under, go by a wall without glass overhead, get down, cover your head with neck with your hands. And experts are saying a much bigger quake will likely hit Utah at some point. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Adam, the Magna earthquake was a magnitude 5.7. State geologist Bill Keech says there could be a trembler around 170 times more powerful on the way.
The odds of a major earthquake, meaning like a greater than a 6, are better than 1 in 2 in the next 50 years.
Keech says you're going to need a 72 to 96 hour kit ready just in case that bigger earthquake really does hit.
Power your water, grocery stores. In a big earthquake, they're all going to be down. For how long, depends on how big.
Going back to your shakeout preparation, Adam, Keech says it's better not to run outside, but just to stop, drop, and get cover under something sturdy. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Adam, if you're still with us, can we tell our listeners a little bit about that new FEMA emergency shelter that is such a big part of our own emergency plans?
Absolutely, Tim. In the case of a major earthquake or another disaster ever to hit the Wasatch Front, KSL has a backup radio transmitter away from other major infrastructure here in Salt Lake County, where even if Broadcast House were to fall in any kind of disaster, we can convey still critical life-saving information to most of the state over AM radio. That's why, as part of your emergency preparedness efforts, have an AM radio locked in to 1160 AM, where KSL will be telling you what you need to know even when the worst could hit Utah. Live at our emergency site off I-80 in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was basically over before it even began. ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott has the latest from Capitol Hill.
This Republican effort to try to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went down in less than 3 hours. Democrats quickly dismissing those charges before this trial even fully got underway. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Senate Democrats say the House failed to provide any evidence of high crimes or misdemeanors. Republicans say they wanted to go over the evidence, but Democrats wouldn't allow it.
People looking to start a business in Utah will now be able to utilize support from the state. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The Startup State Initiative is a program to encourage more entrepreneurs to start businesses they've been dreaming of, whether they live in rural Utah or the Wasatch Front. There are currently more than 300,000 small businesses in the Beehive State, employing about half of Utah's workforce. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity says Utah has been ranked as the best state in the nation to start a business, due in part to low taxes, access to capital, and a well-rounded business ecosystem.
Those who want help from the state to conduct market research, create a business plan, or network with community partners can visit startup.utah.gov.
First look traffic now takes us over to you, Andy.
Amanda, right now traffic on I-15 is still clear of delay, but we do have some busier traffic out in Tooele on SR-36 in Stansbury Park. Looks pretty quiet in the Lehigh on Redwood Road or 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing. Those will get busy later, but right now they're okay. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah could see some big transit projects in the works that could be fast-tracked because of the 2034 Winter Olympic Games.
The UTA TechLink Corridor Plan is set to commence in 20 to 30 years, but project managers are hopeful that if Utah is awarded the Olympic Games, it will be the impetus needed to accelerate the timeline, especially for the tracks line from the airport to the University of Utah, where athletes are planned to be housed. If the games aren't awarded to Utah, the project will still move forward, but at the original slower pace. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Astronomers discovered a massive black hole in our galaxy, and it's not too far away. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, it's been described as a sleeping giant because this black hole has 33 times the mass of our sun, and it sits only 1,926 light-years away from Earth. It's called Gaia BH3, and until now, it went undetected. It was only discovered after astronomers saw its companion star shake as the black hole siphoned parts of it away. See, billions of years ago, this could have been two separate stars before one of them collapsed, and it's this relationship that could help astronomers learn more about how these types of massive black holes form. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
I always have to chuckle a little bit when they say it's not that far away. 9,000 light years.
Well, maybe at warp 9.
An NBA player is now at the center of a gambling scandal. The league announced a lifetime ban on Jontay Porter, who is a center for the Toronto Raptors, for feeding inside information to gamblers before games.
This sports betting has taken the joy out of playing the game for the athletes. You see the NCAA trying to ban prop bets in that as well. These are real impactful things where you are dealing with social media, fans yelling at them, miss the shot.
Oh, and prop bets being like these more elaborate things of like, I know how many free throws this person's going to make. So all of a sudden this random free throw is a huge deal in the arena.
And you're cheering for them to miss, not because you want your team to win, but you're cheering them to miss because you want to win the bet.
Yeah. Reminds me of a movie.
It does. And I understand the hard line that has to be drawn, but part of me also says there's a little bit of hypocrisy when these professional leagues embrace gambling.
As much as they do.
As much as they do.
But not with the players.
Right.
Or anyone who works for the team.
You have to have that line for sure. Mm-hmm. ABC's senior investigative reporter Shwan Tai and Brad Milkey have been following the story.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.